After three fatal police shootings in the span of 6 months, Vermont State Police say they're revising their use of force policies. Here's more from VPR's Peter Hirschfeld.
On Tuesday afternoon, Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan said police officers were justified in the shooting death of an alleged bank robber in Montpelier back in January. 32-year-old Nathan Giffen had allegedly robbed a nearby credit union just before police confronted him on the athletic fields of Montpelier High School. Giffen was brandishing a gun that was later found to be a BB gun and reportedly made threatening statements to officers. When Giffen advanced toward police, according to a review of the case by Donovan, two officers fired shots. Seconds later, after Giffen fell to the ground, rose to his knees, and retrieved his weapon, four more officers opened fire on the suspect. On Tuesday afternoon, Donovan said those police officers rightly feared for their lives and that the shooting was therefore justified.
I spoke to Nathan Giffen's father last night, offered my condolences, and informed him of my decision.
That January incident was the second fatal police shooting in 4 months. State police have since shot and killed another man during a traffic stop on I-89 in Bolton. Colonel Matt Birmingham, the director of the Vermont State Police, says his agency has revised its use of force policy in the wake of those incidents.
Tactics and technology in this discipline are always evolving and improving.
Specifically, state police plan to improve training in what they refer to as less lethal capabilities. They also plan to bring on new weapons technologies that could be used in place of lethal force. Vermont State Police Major John Merrigan says conventional beanbag projectiles, for instance, have a relatively limited range.
There's some new technology out there that other departments are starting to use that extends that range and makes it into something that is viable at greater distances.
Merrigan says the agency will also acquire equipment that allows them to fire tear gas at longer ranges. Birmingham says he won't speculate on whether the availability of those technologies would have led to a different outcome in the case of Nathan Giffen. He says less than lethal options can be a useful alternative to bullets.
That does not mean, though, that they will always be using non-lethal capabilities. It's another tool for them to consider in every situation. But every situation is different.
Now that the Attorney General's review is complete in the Giffen case, Birmingham says the state police will begin its own internal investigation to see whether they think officers acted appropriately. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.